Any problems with that?
It's just that when we start, focusing on the out breath, I feel really sleepy.
Yeah.
It's really, really difficult to.
So you felt sleepy when we focused on the out breath? Just fall asleep. It's okay. You know what's amazing? You fall asleep, you always wake up again. At least mostly. There will eventually come a time when you don't.
I noticed that I have a tendency to engage into my thoughts on the out-breath.
Yes.
Than when I was inhaling. Because I have to make the effort. But when you relax and then you say, okay, now I can indulge into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you learn from your body the way your body releases the breath?
No, that works.
Okay, well try focusing on that. Try really noticing how naturally, effortlessly the body releases the breath, because that letting go is a basic part of our training. You see, as you notice, we naturally tend to want to get involved and do things, don't we? So the training is just to let go. Let go. You know, it's like the story of how to catch a monkey. Do you know how to catch a monkey? Do you want to know? Very important to know how to catch a monkey. What you do, most of you already know this, so it doesn't matter, is you, maybe the monkey comes into your vegetable garden. So what you do is you get a calabash, an old dry one, and you cut a small hole in it. And you empty all the things out, and then you put some nice peanuts inside, and then you tie the calabash down very strongly to the ground. So the monkey comes along, and I guess it smells the peanuts. I don't know how it knows they're there, but it definitely will know they're there. And it puts its hand in like this, and it takes a handful of peanuts. And then it tries to pull them out, and of course the hole isn't big enough. So as long as it's holding onto the peanuts, it can't get its hand out of the calabash. And you just stroll up. And the monkey tries to run away, but it can't because its hand is holding it trapped in the calabash. And you caught your monkey. Now, the mind is exactly the same. The mind takes hold of thoughts. And if you fight to try and let them go, it's like the monkey trying to hold onto the peanuts and get free. So what we're learning to do is let go. And the body lets go of the breath. All the time. If it didn't, you'd get bigger and bigger and bigger and you'd eventually explode. I've never seen it happen, but I suppose theoretically it might. The body naturally lets go of the breath. So, we learn. The mind watches. Just let your mind watch the body. That's all. It'll be very interesting. Just watch the way your body lets go of the breath. Okay. Try that. Yeah?
Does it make sense to think of thoughts as a cycle? In the sense that breath comes in and breath goes out, the thought will come in, and if you let it do that, it's just going to go out of its own accord at some stage.
Well, after your session you might think like that. But if you think like that while you're doing your training, what's happening?
You're thinking.
Yes. So, familiarize yourself, if it's going to help you, with the fact that it's a cycle. But while you're actually doing it, as you quite rightly say, it would be thinking. All right. You're all happy.